Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today is Veterans Day, a day when we remember all veterans. Yeah, this is about victory, but what about the times when the war was not concluded? The war wasn't concluded in terms of win and loss. Do we disregard those veterans? No. This is Veterans Day. Not just, you know, I don't think it's fair to call it, you know, Victory Day. That's my opinion. But today is a day we remember veterans, and some businesses, banks, of course, are closed. So if there's a veteran in your life, if you're a veteran, I hope you feel the love and appreciation of America. And again, I mentioned especially those Vietnam War vets who didn't really feel it like the other vets. And I'm glad we have turned into a country that supports the troops and appreciates the troops, no matter how they feel about the war itself. So there is a bill that is going to reopen the government, bringing an end to the longest government shutdown in the history of the United States of America. The group of senators, Senate Democrats, had ratified a deal with Republicans. And man, the Senate Democrats are being bashed by other Democrats for making the deal. But apparently there's a deal. It now goes to the House and needs action in the House. During this shutdown, a lot has happened, not the least of which is those people who receive SNAP benefits. And I know a lot of people roll their eyes when they hear SNAP benefits. Some people need it. Some veterans need SNAP benefits. There are people who cheat, but not everybody who gets SNAP benefits is a cheater. And there are veterans and there are good people who have reached a point in their life sometimes where they need these benefits. There are families who need benefits. They need food for their children. And this is when the government can do the right thing and help out. One of the things that has happened is SNAP benefits have not been in full. And so many people are receiving a lot less of the benefits. Kermit Ruffins has a lounge called the Mother-in-Law Lounge, and it's a Mother-in-Law bar. It's on North Claiborne. I think it's 1500 North Claiborne, and every Monday through Thursday during this month, they're giving away a free meal. Now, if you don't need the meal, don't go there. But if you need a meal or know someone who does, have them pull up on the Columbus Street side of Kermit Ruffin's restaurant after 5 o'clock, and you could get a free meal. Harmon Neese is an assistant and the fiance of Kermit Ruffins, and Harmon Neese joins us on WWL. Harmon Neese, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. So tell me how the meal giveaway has gone.
So the meal giveaway is actually going really well. So, of course, during the recent government shutdown, Kermit stepped up to support those in need, especially the community members who rely on EBT and other benefits, of course. And, you know, with compassion and commitment, he's been preparing around 150 meals each Monday through Thursday, doing what he can do just to make a meaningful impact. Just like you say, a lot of people who are on EBT, not all of them, you know, are bad people. So he just wanted to do something for the community, yeah, something for those people in need. And he's gotten so many phone calls. It's so many people out there, and you wouldn't even, you know, realize it's so many people out there who really needed this assistance. It's been people calling from, you know, Algiers and everywhere. They're like, do you deliver? Yeah. And unfortunately, he doesn't, but he does try his best to get those plates to those people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now that the government has reopened, the initiative is going to end soon. I don't know what day he's going to stop, but he's just been so grateful for everyone who's contributed, because it's been money pouring in just for this. And, like, today he's actually doing a 100-quart stockpot of gumbo since the weather changed a little. So he'll have that available today after 5. And like I say, he's just very grateful for each and every person who has donated. And also, special shout out to Roger for his generosity.
Well,
but,
you know,
it's been going really well.
Roger is joining us on the air right now, and he's on with you, Harmonies. Roger, welcome to the show.
Perfect.
You're on with Harmonies.
Hello, Scoot. Hello. How are you, ma'am?
Hi, Roger. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. God is great.
So Roger, who owns Perfume Headquarters and Logo Express, called me, and he just wanted to do this. He wanted to make a donation from each company to Kermit Ruffin's efforts to feed people. And, you know, gumbo was on the menu for today, so it's not like they're just getting, you know, just the most basic food. They're getting some really, really good food during this time when some people are not getting full SNAP benefits. And Roger, you know, once again, you're stepping to the plate and you're helping people, and we appreciate it.
Well, Scoot, we live in this small community. New Orleans is a very small community, and we all need to gather together and support each other. Not just me as a small business. I'm sure there's other businesses that are listening to you. They can call in and do the same.
Yeah.
And that's just a way of showing when in the need, we all come together.
Harmonies.
Roger, we can pull through Katrina. Yeah. We can pull through this.
Well, it's great of you, Roger. Roger wants to donate $500 from Perfume Headquarters and $500 from Logo Express for a total of $1,000. Where can he deliver the check, or where can he send the check?
So I can give you the address, or you can deliver it to 1500 North Claiborne, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116.
So why don't you take the address of the air and then have him send it to me, and maybe give me her contact information.
Okay.
I don't want everybody to have her cell phone number. Give me her number, and I'll reach out to her.
Yeah.
Or she can reach out to me, and we can work it out, the logistics.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we will definitely get connected after this. But thank you so much. And when I tell you, the plates go so fast. And like you mentioned, Ian, if you don't need it, please don't. You know, come to take it, just because there are people who truly need it. So, yeah.
And the place, and gumbo's on the menu today.
Yes, gumbo. He is in there stirring the gumbo up. Now he has this huge 100-quart pot. It's big.
Now,
well,
Harmon,
I've been lying to grab my gumbo.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Harmonies, are these Kermit's recipes?
Yes, so this recipe, his gumbo recipe, yes, this is definitely his recipe. Yesterday he did baked chicken and jambalaya, which had a little spin on it as well.
Ooh,
of course, you know, he has to put his own little spin.
All right. Roger, thank you so much for your donation.
Thank
You're just
you,
such
ma'am.
A good guy.
I appreciate it. I mean, give me a number, and we'll be in touch, see what we can do to help each other in this community.
Roger, I will be in touch with you right after the show, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Roger.
Yes,
that's Roger
thank you,
from
Roger.
Perfume Headquarters and Logo Express, donating $500 from each company for a total of $1,000 to help out. Harmonies, thanks for being with us. Good luck with your upcoming wedding. And tell Kermit that we appreciate what he's doing, and so glad that that our client wanted to donate some money. And we'll make sure we get you connected with Roger and you get the check.
Yes, I'm so grateful. Thank you again, Ian. I appreciate everything. And thank everyone who has donated.
Okay. All right, Harmonies, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Ian.
All right. Well, I guess you thought she was talking
well,
to
I'm
her.
Here.
And it's okay. I mean, you're here. I mean, you facilitated the phone call. I understand that.
And
you know, I mean, I'm not in the other room, and, you know, I say, no matter what you do, don't give Scoot credit. Make sure that you talk about me. Just say you're talking to Ian, okay? Just thank Ian. Thank Ian on the air, okay?
That's he really okay. does say that. I know everyone thinks that he's joking right now, but he really is out here doing it.
Yeah. No, you're saying that.
No, you're saying.
No, you're saying, you know, don't give Scoot any credit. Just it's all Ian, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Make sure. Yeah,
okay.
It's just me.
All right. All right, Harmonies, thanks for being with us. Okay, so, yeah, look, if you know somebody who needs a meal, and again, if you don't need it, I mean, I would hope that you would have a conscience that if you really don't need the food, you wouldn't go get it. Because leave it for those people who need the food. And I hate to even say today that it's gumbo and it's Kermit Ruffin's private recipe, because that's going to encourage some people to want to go buy it and get it. But it's not for you. If you don't need it, leave it for the people who need it. And the people who need it, I mean, they shouldn't just be eating the most basic food. I mean, let them have something good, like gumbo. So you can pull up to the Columbus Street side of the Mother-in-Law Bar, and it's Kermit Ruffin's Bar at 1500 North Claiborne, and they will give you a meal. So it's a nice thing. And really, our thanks to Roger from Perfume Headquarters and Logo Express. He's just so great at supporting the community and so great at coming forward and just doing the right thing. And, you know, he's the owner of these small businesses that are very successful, and it's really because of Roger's attitude. And when I talk to you about Perfume Headquarters and Logo Express, I talk about Roger, and, you know, this is the kind of person you want to support in business. You know, you don't want to support somebody who's trying to give you the shaft, who's charging you more than you should be charged for something. And then also, Roger's just a good guy. And that transcends through his entire business with his employees as well. And, you know, we all like to do business with good people. So anyway, if you do business with Logo Express or Perfume Headquarters, you're doing business with a really good guy. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Let's get to a few phone calls. And if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Irvin in Hammond. Irvin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Want to make a disclaimer first. In 1969, there was a draft lottery. We were pulled out by date of birth. Mine was 268. So they never did get to the 200s as far as draft. I had a 2S deferment, which meant as long as I was in college, you know, I was safe. In 74, I was graduating. But by then, the draft it didn't exist.
Yeah.
But what I am going to go over is an uncomfortable truth that four of our last five presidents avoided the draft and the Vietnam War. The only one I will take out is Barack Obama because he was a teenager. So this is bipartisan because Democrat Clinton and Biden and Republican Bush and Mr. Trump all, it's documented, avoided the draft. Some of them went into ROTC. One went into the National Guard. And two of them got medical deferments. And I will finish up with Mr. Trump, who was very active, you know, as far as, you know, being an active person. But he got out the draft because he had heel spurs. And so he's been nicknamed Cadet Heel Spur. So people need to research this, that, you know, four of our last five presidents that could have served in the military all avoided the military. You know, they were all college people, but that wasn't their way they got out of it. They got out of it.
But I don't think it's fair to include George W. Bush in that, because he did serve in the National Guard.
Yes, he did. But if you read the notes, he, along with Clinton, used special privileges to get to the National Guard. An insight is President Johnson, the word got out that he would not tap any National Guard to go to Vietnam. So So it wasn't.
Yeah, I understand. I just wanted to correct your wording about they didn't serve in the military when it comes to George W. Bush. But I know there was some preferential treatment there, and you're right about that. And you know, I think it's fair to talk about that, Irvin. But I'd really like to spend time today talking about what the veterans did in a positive way, and not lash out at those who tried to skip out on the draft. I mean, we know the things that we know about people, and look, that was a big common thing. You know, millennials and Xers and Zoomers may not realize this, but man, if you were of draft age, 18 and older, you were afraid of being drafted. I mean, you could get a school deferment, you could get a medical deferment, but otherwise, you were going to be drafted. Some people actually literally moved to Canada. And some people just did what they could to avoid the draft because they did not want to be drafted. So it was a tough time, and that's why I just want to make sure that we take time to respect the Vietnam War vets, because not only did so many of those not choose to go, they were drafted, but they went and they did their jobs. They did what they were supposed to do, which was fight the advancement of communism. And at the time, that was a noble cause. As I said earlier, unfortunately, our military did not allow our troops to do all they could have done. We could have wiped North Vietnam off the map. But we didn't do that because Russia was supporting North Vietnam. The U.S. was supporting South Vietnam because of the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. And we were concerned about World War III breaking out. So there was a hesitancy to go forward with all the ordinances that we had to take care of Vietnam, because we were afraid that Russia would do the same with North Vietnam, and that would lead to bigger problems. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, it is Veterans Day, so we thought we would take some time talking about this. But also this afternoon, I want to talk about the possibility of LSU getting a new coach, and Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss's coach, has been mentioned as maybe the next coach of LSU, or he's on the list. He apparently is on the list. But listen, Lane Kiffin may also be on the list for an NFL team, possibly like the New York Giants. I don't know, maybe Green Bay is going to be looking for a new coach. I think there are going to be some teams in the NFL looking for new coaches. Lane Kiffin can almost call his shots at this point. The other thing that we should talk about is the possible payout to LSU's former coach, Brian Kelly. And they're trying to work this in such a way that they don't have to give him this lump sum of $54 million. He's fighting for it, but he's not willing to accept less. He's been offered less, apparently, and I'll go through that. But he's fighting for this this big chunk of money, and LSU is fighting for a way not to give it to him. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. All right, it is Veterans Day 2025, and as I said earlier, because of what I do, I am particularly supportive and appreciative of every veteran, because they fought for my right to have freedom of speech every day. And the one thing that goes along with freedom of speech is the freedom to have opinions that others disagree with. And there are people who just don't think we should have that right. And that is very, very un-American. You can have whatever opinion you want. It is very un-American to try to suppress opinions because you disagree with them. And this is a battle that we have in this country. And also, a freedom of speech should mean that you can speak without people hating you personally because you have a different opinion. This is another change that we've seen in America. I'm Scoot. It's Veterans Day. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And we'll be back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, this is something else we owe veterans, the freedom to party in the USA. So today on Veterans Day, thank you for our freedom to party. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. It is a cool, chilly, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Man, we made it through Monday. The week is flying by. Weekend is almost here. I'm glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Chris Olave just had a great game Sunday. And Chris said that he really was dealing with nerves and trauma. Jeff Nowak has a good article on our website, wwl.com, where he talks about how Chris Olave was talking about what he was feeling as he entered the field in Carolina, because that's the same field where he took a hit to the head and was removed from the field on a stretcher and taken to an area hospital. His season was over. His career was totally in jeopardy. And he said that he felt it all again. And so he was dealing with a lot of pregame anxiety and a lot of trauma in his head, thinking about what had happened at that stadium. But, man, he went on and he concentrated and had an unbelievable game. I'm so excited about the possibility that the Saints, with that big victory over Carolina and then the bye week this week, and then they return to the Dome against the Atlanta Falcons. I am so hopeful that the Saints are going to come back and just kick Atlanta's ass. That this is going to be just a great time. The Saints are going to have confidence, because we have seen the Saints come back from bye weeks and they look like they're still on vacation. So let's hope that that doesn't happen. And I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Saints are going to come back and be confident and ready to go against the Falcons. And that's not something that we could always be guaranteed of. Because I've seen the teams in the past come back after bye weeks, and it's not always impressive. I feel like it's going to be different this time. All right, let's get to, first of all, let me mention very quickly about Brian Kelly being fired from LSU. Apparently, he wasn't technically fired. Scott Woodward, the former athletic director for LSU, offered Kelly a lump sum payment of $25 million the day that he was dismissed. But Kelly refused to accept that. They later increased the offer to $30 million to be made in two payments. He rejected that offer as well. There was a November 5th letter, and the new athletic director for LSU and the Board of Supervisors and Kelly's attorneys were talking about this deadline that the university had to confirm by 5 p.m. yesterday that they would give Brian Kelly the full amount, which I believe is $54 million. And they said that if Kelly doesn't get it, he's going to use every legal remedy he can to get the money. So it's not pretty. And apparently LSU may owe him $54 million, but they're doing some legal stuff to try to make it seem like they don't owe him that much money. You know, just about everybody is thinking about the terrible deal that Texas A&M made with Jimbo Fisher, who was just a POS. Jimbo Fisher was a waste. He was a total bust, but he's a rich bust. He was paid out for failing at his job. He failed at his job, and he got $76 million, maybe a little more. They fired Jimbo Fisher from Texas A&M November 2023. The $76 million was nearly triple the highest known coaching contract buyout at a public school at the time. So, you know, these colleges need to get smart and stop offering these coaches these kind of deals, because a lot of these big-time coaches, they don't always make it. They don't always live up to expectations, and Brian Kelly was a bust at LSU. I mean, he did some good things, and they had a decent record, but, you know, LSU was not the team it was supposed to be. So Brian Kelly gets fired, he fails at his job, and they might owe him $54 million? That's just outrageous. Let's go to Larry in the truck. Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Sure.
I got something for the veterans. I got a three-horn salute for the past, the present, and the future, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. I love
all our veterans.
I love it.
Born and living. We love y'all and thank y'all for making America free so we can live in it for free.
All right. Larry, thanks a lot. Drive safely out there. You know, it's not often you hear a live truck horn live on the air during a talk show. And that's one of the reasons why we're so unique. Let's go to Mary in Mid-City. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hi, Scoot. I communicate with my cousin who is a Vietnam vet, and he lives off the grid in the Southwest. That's all I'm going to say about his location.
Okay.
And I communicated with him this morning. It's always hard for me to say, what do you say? Happy Veterans Day, you know? So anyway, I communicated to him what people were thinking while he was away. And he wrote back, it was many years ago, yet I spend time every day somewhere in the jungle. War is a life sentence.
Wow.
He was in Vietnam in two tours. The second tour, he was the only one who survived of his platoon.
Hmm. I think a lot of people feel guilt in situations like that, where they're the only ones who survive. I mean, I that's a tough, even though you've survived, that's still a tough scenario.
Well, he does have cancer from Agent Orange, but he is quite the survivor, and he's one of the smartest people, one of the smartest persons I've ever known.
Well,
and he's surviving in the Southwest, off the grid, in situations that I'm sure other people could not.
Yeah. I respect people who can do that. You know, I've got to have certain things or I'm not going to make it. But I respect people who can do that. Mary, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you sharing that story about your relative. And if you do talk to them, let them know that we are thanking them for their service to our country.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mary, thanks for listening. All right, you got a comment. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Want to go to the Saints-Falcons game in the Caesars Superdome? Not this weekend, but next weekend? You can have two premium tickets plus a pair of passes to the VIP tailgate party from Bullseye Event Group at Benson Tower right across from the Dome. Premium food, premium beverages, get a good buzz on, get full, and walk over to the Dome and see the Saints kick the Falcons' butt. You can win these tickets by going to our website, wwl.com/contest. You can register once a day, so you should be registering once every day between now and Thursday. It goes through next week. So you can register every day, right, Egan?
You talking about the Falcons contest?
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes through the 20th.
Okay, so
you got until midnight on November 20th.
All right, so man, you should be registering every single day. It increases your chances of winning the two premium tickets and the pair of passes to the VIP tailgate party from Bullseye Event Group. And that's from Saints Radio, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Today we are honoring and remembering veterans, those living, those passed away. I know Memorial Day is really about remembering the people who fought for our country and died doing so. But I think we remember all veterans today. But in particular, we remember the living veterans. And there are things that we do every day in our lives that we owe to veterans. We, the United States of America, have done a hell of a job keeping the world a relatively peaceful place. I know there are problems here and there around the world. There always have been. There always will be. But for the most part, we have been a major part of keeping this country and this world safe, relatively peaceful, relatively peaceful. But it could be a lot worse. And the U.S. has played a big role in that, and we have our veterans to thank for that. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go to Ian and check out some of your text messages.
Yeah, texts are a little bit all over the place. Got a couple shutdown texts, got a couple LSU texts. We'll start there. Here's a text that says, LSU owes Brian Kelly the money. They signed the contract, then they fired him. LSU's just trying to get out of paying him that money.
Well,
it was
yeah.
an agreement, and they decided not to keep him anymore. They owe him the money. Now they're trying to come up with some reason for him to be blind for it. Yeah, he was a crappy coach, but it was the university that agreed to the terms. Yeah. Now they're trying to wiggle out of it. LSU was stupid for hiring Kelly for all that money, but they agreed to it, and they owe it to him. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, well, we don't exactly know what the writing is and the verbiage is in the contract. We don't know exactly what's going on there. They might owe him that money. I agree with you. They may owe him that money. But there might be something in there. You know, let's say they have to technically fire him. Well, let's say they've just removed him as coach, but they haven't fired him. I mean, if they're still paying him, what if they're paying him his salary? He's not fired yet. So technically, and look, this is the work for the lawyers, but technically, he might not actually be fired yet. So they might be able to manipulate something to where they don't have to pay the money. But if they have to, I don't feel sorry for them, because you're right. They made the deal.
Here's a text that says, do you know what Tyler Shuck's success at quarterback means? means we don't have to hear from idiots talking about picking a quarterback in the 2026 draft.
Well, don't be so sure they're not going to speak up anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, wait. Tyler Shuck throws a couple of interceptions, this is going south.
We got to get the numbers. We got to draft a quarterback, man. Let's lose the rest of these games so we can get a real quarterback.
Yeah, don't think people aren't looking for a way to criticize Shuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's sports. See, and that's what I love about sports, because you can hate and you can be angry, but it's sports. When it gets to be politics, it turns really personal. And that's what I have just hated recently about talking about politics, which is why we've kind of leaned away from that and gotten into other things on the show. And it's much more fun to do the show.
Another interesting parallel, and I think I've said something to this effect before, where it's like you get to be wrong about politics in a way that you could never be wrong about sports. You know, for example, someone will say, you know, you take it as fact that, I don't know, the 2020 election was stolen, or every Democrat's a baby killer, or they're coming to take your guns or whatever. You know, like there's the sort of broadband stuff like that. But then even like really specific things like so-and-so voted for this bill or this person lied about that. And you get to be wrong about that in a political discussion. And people just kind of keep moving. But the equivalent on the sports side would be you showing up to a conversation about who's going to start under center for the Saints this week, and somebody saying, like, Wayne Gretzky's going to start at quarterback for the Saints. Like, that's insane. You would get a wellness call for a person if they made a comment like that. You know what I mean? Like, that is traffic cone on top of your head craziness. Like, you're so far out of touch. You have no idea what the rest of us were talking about. You are a child playing in a sandbox compared to what's happening up here. In sports, you don't get away with that. In politics, people get away with it all the time.
See, I kind of think the opposite. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But I kind of think it's the opposite. I kind of feel like when you get it wrong in politics, you're really attacked, and it gets personal, and you're not mentally well. You've got a mental disorder of some kind, or you're just not right. In sports, it's like, well, you're just crazy. I mean, yeah, how can you say that? I mean, I think both are really passionate,
yeah.
But I think it was interesting that you brought that up, because it does bring up the idea of, is it easier to be wrong in sports or politics? And I mean, people take it seriously if you're wrong in sports. But look, even the experts are wrong in sports, because it's a game played like football. There's 22 people on the field. There's 22 different bodies moving around. And you know, there's no way that everybody can be right in predicting how one team is going to react against another team.
Yeah.
So a lot of the professionals get it wrong every single week, like on College Game Day on ESPN, which I watch every Saturday morning. You know, those guys, they're guys on there who get it wrong all the time. And I just, I feel like with politics, it just gets to be serious. And as you pointed out earlier, a lot of the people, because I'm posting videos, sometimes not necessarily about things we talk about on the show. It's something a little different on Substack. And if you haven't done it yet, I invite you to download the Substack app, and then subscribe to Scoot on the Air and become one of our subscribers. And please feel free to comment. But a lot of people who love to call up and hate the show and hate me because I talk about politics are now on Substack talking about the hate that they have for me and how stupid I am and how ridiculous that I'm and what a whacked out left-wing radical I am. Which I'm not. But anyway, you can see all of that on Substack and still on Facebook, too.
You know, Taylor Swift's new album has a track on it called Actually Romantic, which is a diss track about one of the other pop singers, Charlie XCX, and how XCX doesn't like Taylor Swift and hates Taylor Swift. And Taylor found a way to turn it around and be like, that is actually adorable because I take up so much space in your brain, but I don't think about you at all.
Yeah.
You know, you exhaust yourself. You stay up all night tearing your hair out, thinking about how much you hate me, but you actually love me because you can't get away from me. There's people on the text line, people that call that I know their numbers. I know their faces. I see them on Facebook, and they all followed you to Substack.
Yeah.
Just to grief you on Substack. They're not there for anything else. They don't follow any other account. They're not doing anything except commenting on your videos and telling you how wrong you are. And I just want to grab them by their shoulders and be like, get a life, man. Get a life, ma'am. We appreciate you being a part of the conversation. What's the whole shtick is about conversations, but you're bad at it. The way that you are participating in this is bad for your health. Go home. Game over. But they just don't.
Have a beer. You know, do a shot or something.
Chill out.
You know, spark a doob. But, you know, I know I am totally in their heads. And they criticize me for having TDS?
No.
No, I'm totally in their heads, and they can't get away from wanting to comment on me or put me down in some way. So, yes, I'm occupying a lot of territory in their brains.
They got SDS,
yeah.
Scoot Derangement Syndrome. I'll leave you with this one quickly. Right. Soothsayer Sam is listening today, and he says, during the draft era, the National Guard was full of privileged individuals. I was not a fortunate son. No worries. I served for 22 years. It wasn't always a pleasure, but it was always my honor.
That is great.
And thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Yes, and thank you for what you did. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar. All right, let me find it. Where is it? It's got to be here somewhere. Hang on.
This is my favorite game.
This is a great song. Yeah, my favorite game is when I misplace something.
When you're about to say something on the calendar, but you don't remember what it was.
On this day in 1989, Bad English had the number one song in America, When I See You Smile. And this was a badass rock band, Bad English, but one of their biggest songs was a rock ballad. Love these rock ballads. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2000, the original Meters got together for one more time for a gig in San Francisco. It was the first time they'd been together since 1977. Well, why the hell didn't they do it here? I mean, why did they get together for San Francisco? Should have done it here. All right, coming up in the next hour, there was an interesting event that Ian and I missed this weekend. It was put together by the Pittsburgh area naturists. They are a group that promotes social nudity in respectful, non-sexual settings. Yeah, we'll talk about that and a lot more coming up in the next hour. We'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.